Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Well, tomorrow, TED comes to Boston.
That's the Technology, Entertainment, and Design Conference, which began in Silicon Valley in 1984, and it's now a global phenomenon. Speakers are given 18 minutes, tops, in which to, well, blow your mind. The TED tagline is, ideas worth spreading.
And in that spirit, the TED Foundation created a program in 2009 called TEDx, which allows other cities to organize their own TED Talks. That's what's coming to town tomorrow. And Anthony and I will anchor live coverage of the talks starting at 1 on WBUR, followed at 3 o'clock by a special Radio Boston in which you can put in your own questions and comments to the TED speakers you've heard.
And we spoke earlier with Matt Saia, co-founder of TEDx Boston, for a preview of tomorrow's event.
The big mantra of TED is basically ideas worth spreading. So how did you sort of put the Boston spin on that?
We started to think about a TED in Boston as being a place where the diversity of ideas, whether those are in biomedical, high-tech, arts, and other parts of the sciences, how do you bring those things together?
And this year you've got a particular theme for TEDx Boston, revolutionary ideas. Now, what are the criteria for revolutionary?
I think back to Boston as being a place where revolution has always been associated with that. And when we think about a revolution, it's not only about having the idea, but bringing that idea to life. And how do you catalyze a community around the things that are actually going to change the world that we exist in? So maybe it's not throwing tea into the river, but it might be introducing a new concept into a community that can do something with that concept. And how do you catalyze that kind of conversation and that dialogue?
I understand you were also looking for speakers who had ideas that might begin in the community but could scale globally, and also that they might have had to put their lives or their livelihoods on the line and to stand behind their idea?
Absolutely. Part of what we talk about when we look at curating the show is how do we accelerate the pace of the ideas into this community, but also out of this community. And this notion of putting people's lives on the line, I mean, we have stories where people have actually, and I don't know if it's a matter of life or death, but put themselves into situations where they've given up jobs and pursued a passion or interest. One individual that we're really looking forward to being on the stage this year is working in the prison system. And how do you transform the way that prisoners think about themselves as they get out into becoming more entrepreneurial? I'm not sure that's putting your life on the line, but it is a different context than teaching at a business school.
So there's a whole slate of speakers who are scheduled for TEDx Boston. You just talked about one of them. Can you give us a preview of a couple others that you find particularly exciting?
We're very excited about having Clay Christensen open our show. And
the Harvard Business School professor.
Yes. And he's going to be
master of the concept of disruption.
But he's going to be sharing an idea that maybe he's lesser known for. So we're excited about that. We also have some stories that I think are really more interesting from a local level and way people are thinking about the changing nature of our city. How do we express creativity in our city? A gentleman who's going to be talking about cyber arts and how do you take the arts and start to put them onto the things that are normally used for digital advertising and things of that nature. We actually came across a really interesting story this year. Two young women, Katrina and Morgan O'Neill, who, due to circumstances in their lives, took a complete left turn.
They were in the tornadoes that tore through central and western Massachusetts.
That's correct. Katrina saw her house destroyed in that disaster, and her sister are these reluctant leaders who stepped up in that situation. And now they developed an online community-powered disaster recovery system that's being rolled out across the nation.
Now, the idea of TED is a very exciting one. You know, share creative ideas, tap into people who are trying to change the world. But I have to say, I do have one gripe about it.
Okay.
It can seem to be sort of this just like fun house of creativity, but is there evidence? Do you have examples of when those ideas actually did spread out of sort of the TED domain and actually did have an impact on the world.
This might get back to your earlier question about why bring TED to Boston, right? Part of the challenge with a conference that's global is that the people are distributed. Part of the opportunity that exists when you bring that type of conference into a community is that that community can interact and rally around each other. This set of bump and connect around these ideas is equally as valuable as the ideas themselves.
Matt Saia is one of the co-founders of TEDx Boston. Matt, see you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much. We're looking forward to it.
And a live video stream of TEDx starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. at WBUR.org. Then our special coverage on Radio Boston begins at 1.
Major funding for TEDx Boston is provided by Fidelity Investments.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.